These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
Time five, so cliche. Time 3's too few. Time 10's too many. What the hell we gonna do? Gotta keep it real when it comes to the topics. Hope you're all ready. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six. It's time for the top six.
Hey.
Oh, God.
What'd you eat?
Food down my gullet.
What did you eat? What was on the menu?
Well, we were going to have quesadillas, but the goddamn chicken wouldn't defrost in time, so I was like, fuck it, hot dogs, mac and cheese. So wolfed her down.
All right, did you put the mac and cheese on the hot dog?
Nope, separate, segregated.
All right,
we have segregated plates in this house.
Gotcha. Well, hey George,
what's going on?
Not much. Just chatting with Chad about hot dogs and mac and cheese.
Oh, shit. I had some banging ass sloppy joes and tater tots not some 25 minutes ago.
So what is happening, everybody? Dustin Bernard here with the Top 6 Podcast. I'm joined by my two younger brothers, Jordan and Chad. Say hello, boys.
Hello, everybody. So glad you're here. It's a Top 6 Pod back in your ear. I just thought of that.
Wee wee, hunk alert! I'm here. What up?
Right. Hunk alert, Jordy. You didn't think of that. I said that. I've what? Said that in a couple.
No, I'm the first one to say it in 2021. So,
okay, all right. So, you know, there ain't no pussy footing around this topic. We're doing the top six blockbuster movies this episode, boys.
Ooh. I'm excited. I'm excited to do this in January because we're talking about nice, sweaty, swamp assy seats after the pool. Oh. And you're sitting down and you're watching a freaking big ass movie that cost way too much money.
Oh my God.
It'll get us out of this. Maybe we're in a winter funk right now, you know, it'll put us there. And that's what movies can do. Let's do it. I'm excited. Whew.
You know, I'm picturing banging special effects, pyrotechnics, explosions, yeah, out the ass, car chases on foot, falling from buildings, being saved by the hero or heroes, villains that make your skin crawl but you still love them deep down, hunks, babes, bulges, tight outfits. You know, combine all those, some top-notch blockbusters.
All right, there you go. So I feel like you guys are going to be disappointed by a couple of movies on my list. So,
you know, I'm just going to go right out and say I did not pick any animated movies. I separate those from blockbusters.
All right. Blockbuster, I think, is a different chat, or you guys are going to have to explain what a blockbuster is then, because Jordan,
I just did.
I know you mentioned a lot of fanfare and fireworks.
All right.
Explosions, you know.
Yeah, that's bulges. Sort of the content. But a movie like that could come out in December. I think what makes a blockbuster a blockbuster.
Yeah, that
we're talking about. You got Memorial Day in May, and you got Labor Day in Sepi. All right, that window right there, where the swamp ass occurs around July. That's the midpoint. That area. That's where Hollywood releases all their big dick movies that cost way too much. You got some stars. You got, here's 20 million, Jamie Foxx. Here's 20 million, freaking Tyrese, who sucks. All right. That's what we're talking about. So that stage.
So they still do that, or do they just do that at a particular time, like the 90s and 2000s? Because now you got like Star Wars and Iron Man 3 that came out like around Christmas. And you got the Harry Potters that are.
See, I don't think fall, those are. We're talking summer. Okay, we can say summer blockbusters then. Yeah, because Star Wars a lot of times comes out around Christmas time. And big.
I don't know
I think
when
Lord of the Rings did. Those are obviously huge movies, but.
Yeah, those are blockbusters, I think.
Yeah, they're big movies. But I think a blockbuster, you know, is not only that, do you guys ever go to Blockbuster whenever you were younger anywhere? Was there one nearby?
Not really. There was just the Take Two Video locally.
Take Two, right. Video and On the Square Video. I went to a Blockbuster a couple times when I moved away, but that was the late 2000s, so they were dwindling down. A lot of family videos. Hold on, I got an intruder in where I'm recording. Jules!
Whoa!
Jules, you need to get out.
Hi, Julesy.
What up, Julesy?
Jules, what's your favorite movie? Favorite movie.
Uh-oh, she's shy.
Jules, what's your favorite movie?
Home Alone.
Oh, I love
Home
it.
Home Alone.
All right, yeah, she is obsessed with Home Alone. She's been watching it for well over a month now, since Christmas is gone, and she loves that movie. All right, Jules, you got to get out because I got to record, okay?
And a happy new
year. See ya, Jules. Love you, Julesy.
All right, all right. So let's get this started. So if you're a first-time listener, welcome in.
Yeah, that was our first guest of the year.
That was our first guest of the year. So top six podcast. We're going to go over the top six blockbuster movies during this episode. So at Top Six Pod on Twitter, if you want to interact with us. Jordy, the middle bro, asks me and littlest brother Chad the Weasel a trivia question to see who goes first with their top six lists. So, Jord, first trivia question of the year. Hopefully you got better at it.
Okay, here we go, guys. Who directed the movie Elf?
Jon Favreau.
You both got it right, but I heard someone first. Should I ask another one?
Dawn, do you not like who answered first? What the hell? You little snake.
Jordy, whoever you heard first won.
All right. Chad, the birthday boy.
Wow. Freaking biased piece of shit. Jeez.
Yeah.
It is. And also, corrupt, dude.
Chad, listen to me. I'm fair and balanced, so you can eat my dick.
That's my resolution, is to kick you off of trivia duty.
Well, how the hell are you going to do that?
Jules will take over. It'll be Home Alone related, which is fine.
Yeah, she knows all the answers. We forgot to mention that, you know, part of the reason we're doing this topic, top six blockbusters, Chad got to pick all of the topics for January because it's his birthday. It's his birthday month on the 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chad, so quit whining.
I'm whining because, first of all, I'm not whining. Shut up. Because you're just corrupt. Trivia. Starting the year off great, Jordy. Real honest. You took an oath as trivia boy. Horseshit. And I'm birthday boy and you treat me like that. Anyways, I picked this one. Like I said, it'll take us out of the winter funk. Also, January is notorious for studios releasing their shittiest movies and also their Liam Neeson movies. That's what January's for. So I figured, hey, let's spice it up, throw some summer blockbusters in there for everybody. And also because Warner Brothers, especially this year, 2021, is releasing their entire slate onto HBO Max as well as theaters. So that's a huge game changer. I mean, the new Batman, just Wonder Woman was on around Christmas. All these huge movies, bam, streaming. You can watch blockbusters right in your house now. So that's cool.
Mr. Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan said it best: "The times they are a change."
I have a question. If you guys, if Chad, you might know more. Jordy, you might know. So I have a question. I've been seeing a lot on Twitter. Obviously, I know a lot of shit's going to streaming, but I keep seeing how multiple people that have played Spider-Man are going to all be in the same movie. Why is that? Why? Mm-hmm. Why can't they stop? Why?
That'll be a question that'll never be answered throughout all of our lists. I guarantee it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're using villains from the previous Spider-Man movies, if I saw that correctly.
Taking the Spider-Verse, the animated one was pretty good, and I get there's different universes and there's multiverses or whatever. But now they're going to adapt that to the regular, like, Tobey Maguire is going to interact with Andrew Garfield or whatever the hell his name is. And
yeah, and then Tom Holland, yeah.
Tom Holland.
I think they're Doctor Strange in it up. I think he's going to be part of it with his time thing. And I don't know, man. It's here's the thing. In the middle of summer, when you, at least before 2020, at least, you know, you look up at the marquee and you get bonus points if you saw a movie that wasn't a sequel or based off of something. Like, there's no original shit in the summer anymore. Like, maybe yeah, Christopher kinda Nolan does now, but like,
well, you know. Let's get the list started.
It seems kind of just like a hodgepodge, just too much going on.
There's
you
sequels,
know?
There's reboots, there's remakes. There's, I got all that shit, but my number six isn't any of those. Okay. It's none of those, and it's shown up on our list before. Number six, it's my only true comedy. The Hangover.
All right.
Huh. That's a blockbuster, huh?
I've seen all but one of the movies on my list in theaters. And
how many explosions are in that in pyrotechnics?
A couple, I think. There's a freaking tiger, dude. It's crazy. It just because it's a comedy doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't have all those elements. And I think I picked it because it's so summer based, you know. They're in Las Vegas. And it just has that vibe, you know, where it's just
you guys are going to hate my list.
You're feeling the summer, you know. All right. So that's number six, The Hangover. And it was a great movie going experience. Dusty, I know you remember.
Yeah.
The Maryland viewing. Oh, the crowd was electric.
That was our.
That's what it's all about.
That was our movie experience together. I know you and Jord have had more together because you guys were kind of there by yourselves without me while I was off to college a little bit there. So, yeah, I remember.
Well, yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm not sure exactly who I saw number five with, but it's just blockbuster through and through. It's a sequel. And, oh, talking about Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man 2.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Doc Ock.
Now you're talking, Chad. Now you're talking.
Superhero, just 2004. No fucking worries. You know, like, I was 11 years old. Spider-Man was on the Dr. Pepper cans. I was sucking those down. Just the full experience. The full American capitalism 11-year-old experience that summer, I guess. Jesus. All right,
number four.
Number four. Dusty, we saw this together too, dude. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
No, I don't.
I do.
is that the first one?
Nope, it's the second one. Bigger, badder, wetter. For sure. It's so, like I was saying, I think sequels just took over, and it kind of became that thing where you look up, it's like there's no like original shit anymore. And that one was like my last favorite Pirates movie. I was like the right age for that one. It was crazy. Number three, I'm gonna call it The Event, because this is where they all assembled. You got all these blockbusters coming together in The Avengers, the first one.
Okay. Nice. The first one.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, because it was the first time that was successful in pulling all these other blockbusters together like a recipe, and this is what you get. And obviously, since then, there's never just one superhero in a movie anymore, you know? So, but yeah, that was the first one. It was really good, too. Number two, probably my favorite movie on my list, like the best. I don't know. Number one, I don't know. We'll see. Number two is The Dark Knight.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Blown away by how awesome that movie was.
Was just that the one with Bane?
No. It's the one with Why So Serious?
The Jared Leto.
That was pretty.
Best acting performance I've probably ever seen was Heath Ledger's Joker. Just perfect. So good. And then, you know, it's a Batman movie, so you got all that shit, and everything's just done perfectly, like a crime action, you know. So good. And then number one, it started it all, the blockbuster sensation, the original Jaws.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's about summer. It's about summer. Like, summer is the ticking clock. It's like, they got to figure this shit out or this town is screwed because 4th of July weekend's coming up. We got to tell them that the beach is still open, you know?
A lot of bulges in that movie.
Yeah, one hell of a bulge in Richard Dreyfuss.
All right.
But, yeah, number one, hell yeah. I love the dynamic of those three, by the way. Like the last third of the movie where they're out in the boat. You got the dude that's never been on water, the scientific younger guy, and then the old, just jaded, like, is it seaman? Seaman? Captain of a boat? Boy. Sea boy. So, Jaws, number one.
All right, yeah. Cool. That's cool. I didn't expect that one, honestly. Well, run him back quickly, and then Jordy can dip his toes into the water.
Number six is The Hangover, and we're hungover from 2020 right now. Number five, Spider-Man 2. Number four, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Number three, The Avengers. Number two, The Dark Knight. Number one, Jaws. All successful. I almost put a flop pick just because for the hell of it, you know, there's flops everywhere. Everybody, you know, everyone's got a flop at some point. But no, I went with Moneymakers on mine. So there it is.
Okay.
All right. Respect, Chad. Respect.
Go ahead, Jordy, since you make all the rules.
All right, guys. My number six, Chad, this was on your list as well. I got Spider-Man 2 coming in at number six.
Hell yeah. Awesome villain. The train.
And we're going to. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh,
oh my God. Perfect. All right.
All right. Number five. I got Iron Man, the first one.
Nice. Nice. I almost put that because it started everything. Jon Favreau directed it.
Hell yeah. All right. Number four. In charge
of Disney, honestly.
I don't think you guys are going to like this one, but it was such a pop culture phenomenon. I got Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
The little kid's annoying, but it's such an epic movie. It really is.
It came out when we were kids and it was awesome. I mean,
dude,
I'm with you. I'm with you on that one, Jordan.
All right. Thanks, Dust. All right, guys. Number three, Chad, this was on your list, The Dark Knight.
Hell yeah. Christopher Nolan, not a fan of Warner Brothers putting movies on HBO Max. And people don't like him for that. And I saw a tweet that was like his picture. He directed The Dark Knight, by the way, to everyone, like those Batman movies. And it was a picture of him and it said, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. So he's not adapting to the times, boys.
Get with the times, Mr. Nolan. Number two, Chad, I'm surprised you didn't have this. Star Wars, A New Hope, the original blockbuster.
I went with personal experience, except for Jaws. Jaws started it.
Star Wars took it to a whole nother level.
Star Wars wouldn't have happened without old Steve.
Bullshit.
Old Stevie
Shark
boy
in the water.
Telling Georgie boy to be like, go for it, man.
Shark in the Water has nothing to do with Star Wars.
Yes, it does. The market.
Bullshit, Chad. Well, it took it to another level, Chad.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have greenlit Star Wars, dude, without Jaws.
Fuck you, number one, The Avengers, the first one.
All right. Why the first one?
It started it all, just like you said, Chad. See, we can agree on that, okay?
Yeah, and it did that thing where it brought a bunch of shit together. Oh, well, I mean, back in the day, they would have, like, Wolfman versus Frankenstein and shit, which was cool.
Hey,
so like it has happened, but the way they did it, where they set up every movie and just brought it together, was so cool.
That's kind of why I put Iron Man on the list too, because like you said, that started the whole the superhero scene. Even though Spider-Man and Batman were before.
Listen, if you wanted like a dark, serious superhero movie, you watched The Dark Knight in 2008. If you wanted that more glossy, or like fun
popcorn,
Iron Man, yeah,
yeah.
So I'm with you there. And look which one lasted longer, honestly.
Yeah. All right, George. So run yours back, Buckshot Boy. And
all right, I'm gonna run it back,
I have
guys.
A serious question after you're done, because
I suck with superheroes, so you guys are going to need to educate me. I have a serious question after this. So,
All right. Number six, guys. Spider-Man 2. Number five, Iron Man 4. Jurassic Park. 3, The Dark Knight. Number 2, Star Wars, A New Hope. Number 1, The Avengers.
All right. Jordy Bars. Top 6 blockbuster movies. So, obviously, you guys like Spider-Man too. I don't give a shit about Spider-Man. Never have. But with The Avengers, I did go see Avengers Endgame. I went because I think I wanted to watch whatever movie was playing with it at the drive-in. But anyway, I do have one superhero movie on here that I do like, which this is why I'm asking it, because it's my number six, okay? The Dark Knight. Why wasn't Batman in The Avengers? Like, isn't he pretty important?
He's in the DC universe, not Marvel. It's a totally separate universe.
Yeah, like the They're totally separate. The two big dick comic book chains are DC and Marvel. And DC owns Batman, Superman, The Flash.
I was wondering why Superman wasn't on the event either.
Yeah.
The Fantastic Four, right, Chad?
No, they're Marvel. Marvel.
They get no love.
Split up in their, like, rights to shit. Because, like, Sony owns Spider-Man. But Spider-Man is still Marvel. It's fucking weird, man.
A lot of corporate bullshit,
horse shit.
Oh,
yeah. But that's why.
I also want to bring up that one actor that Jordy was crushing over the other day on our text chain.
Ooh, Stephen Dorff?
Paul Bettany.
Paul Bettany is amazing. Nope. Such a diverse
actor.
No one
knows who he is. All right, I'm going to go through my...
They do now. Uncle Frank on Amazon Prime. Go watch it.
I'm
going to
go through my list, and I have a completely different number one that isn't on any of your lists. So I'm curious to get your thoughts. It's sentimental to me.
Okay. Congo.
Not Congo.
Anaconda.
Oh, shit. I was going to say that.
All right. So here we go. Rapid fire. Top six blockbuster movies. Number six, The Dark Knight. Number five, Jaws. Number four, The Hangover. Number three, Independence Day. Number two, Jurassic Park. Number one, Titanic.
Oh, shit. Titanic. No. Damn.
That's not a block.
Blockbuster.
That's not a blockbuster.
Why isn't it a blockbuster, Chad?
No, just because it made a bunch of money doesn't mean it's a blockbuster.
What's your favorite?
Chad,
that's more like
favorite. It's subjective, Chad. It's
Listen,
subjective.
Your favorite actors
that's
in it.
Epic. That's an epic movie. Like an epic movie.
Epic
blockbuster. You know what I'm saying? Like Saving Private Ryan. That's like that's a war epic, you know.
Listen.
It's a drama, like very big, like Ben-Hur, like that old ass movie, you know. Gladiator, that's another one. They're not really blockbusters. Even if they make a shit ton of money.
All right. Well, here's the reason I chose it, okay? For one, it made a shitload of dough. Number two, 97, 98, when it came out, me and my friends were in peak ICQ macking days. We used to mac on girls from Countersport, Pennsylvania. They had a movie theater. We couldn't even drive, some of us, so we would all carpool with someone's parents. They would drop us off. Well, Titanic was playing, and we got into these movies for free because Mom worked at Adelphia. So I was sitting there trying to hold this girl's hand, watching Titanic, and all of a sudden, it was about halfway through the movie, the manager of the movie theater comes up and points at me and says, you're gone. Get out of here.
So, what? I never heard
so
this before.
I had to leave, and it was the people like two rows before us that were being loud, and somehow they thought it was me. So I did go back, I think the next weekend, and watch it. But I mean, I was just minding my business watching this movie, trying to hold this girl's hand, and I got kicked out. So that's why it's memorable for me.
And you haven't touched a girl since.
Well, I mean, come on.
she was probably the manager's daughter.
I don't know. She wasn't. It was the county football coach's daughter. But anyway. Let me run that back real quick. So number six, top six blockbuster movies. The Dark Knight. Number 5, Jaws. Number 4, The Hangover. 3, Independence Day. 2, Jurassic Park. And 1, Titanic. So,
did you guys see Jurassic Park in theater? I mean, you would have.
No, I don't think we did.
Young, really young.
I was 8 years old when that came out. I don't remember going to the movies that much when I was that
young. Wait, Dusty, you told. If you have a story about a Blockbuster experience, I have one. Well, it's kind of yours too.
I remember we saw War of the Worlds like 3 times.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that Tom was a Cruise that's a good Blockbuster. Running. That's like that's an like under the radar Blockbuster.
Tom Cruise running. That's it.
Dude, I love it when he throws the peanut butter sandwich against the window.
No, wait, Jordy, you remember 2008? It was around Memorial Day when Blockbuster season starts, right? And Indiana Jones is coming out.
Yep.
The 4th Indiana Jones, and we were so hyped for it. And I had a baseball game, and I remember it was in East Smethport. And I don't know if we won or lost.
Doesn't matter.
But after the game, I couldn't find my fucking glove anywhere. It was fucking gone. I couldn't find it. I looked forever. You got Jordy, mom and dad were waiting in a car in the parking lot, right? Yeah, and I was taking forever. And so I was like, and then someone told me, like, we'll find it. I was like, all right. So I left, which was stupid. So then I get in the car and dad's like, where's your glove? And I'm like, I don't know. And he kept asking, which I don't blame him. It's like, why would you leave? You know, but I was so irritated because I couldn't find it. And he kept asking, where is it? And then I just snapped. I was like, I don't fucking know.
Jeez.
And then dad just his switch flipped. He's like, go find your fucking glove. Just like, and you know what happened? I went out and I found it in the dugout. So then, dude, I had to get in the car and I wasn't allowed to go to the movies with Jordy.
And guess what, though? I went by myself.
Yeah, you piece of shit. Wow.
We went again the following week.
I got banned from Indiana Jones 4 by my parents for a week. Yeah.
Jesus. I can't believe I went to see that movie again in theaters. It wasn't even that good.
Damn, you did it for me, I guess.
Was that the Crystal Skull one?
Yeah, the Shia LaBeouf one.
All right, so let's take a quick break. We're not going to take a break, really. We're just going to give some unofficial sponsors for the new year and looking forward and a new hope for 2021. So unofficial.
Take Two Video.
Yeah, unofficial sponsors. Take Two Video, Blockbuster Video. Hell, Redbox, who kind of put them out of business, and Netflix.
On the Square Video.
Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone. My daughter Jules is a sponsor.
Home Alone 4?
No, it's terrible. So is 3. All right, boys.
Isn't the kid from Liar Liars in Home Alone 3, right?
No. Is he?
You sure? I think so.
Wonder what he's doing now.
Yeah, I'm going to fact check that real quick.
All right.
It's important.
Justin Cooper, that's not the same kid that's in Home Alone 3.
They look similar,
though,
don't they?
Well, little kids. I mean,
well,
they have that little kid actor look.
Alex D. Lenz is the kid in Home Alone 3. So, no, Jordy, you're wrong again.
Okay. Well.
All right, so let's bang this top 6 Blockbuster movies ultimate list out, okay?
So, it's going to be tough.
Dark Knight's on all 3 of our lists.
Number 1.
I'd put it number 1 because it was so damn good, and just the campaign around it with the Joker's smile on the posters.
Also think it should be number 1 because my wife is in the next movie with Bane.
Oh, yeah. She gets terrorized by Bane's cronies.
So for those wondering what I'm talking about, no, I am not married to a movie star. My wife was going to grad school in Indiana, Pennsylvania, when The Dark Knight was filming, and they needed people to fill the Pittsburgh Steelers stadium. Indiana's about an hour and 15 minutes from Pittsburgh or around there. So in August, when they were filming, she had to go and bring a winter coat that could have no logos on it and wear that winter coat while they were filming in August. And she had to run around up and down the stands of Heinz Field. So
She is God. In that scene where Bane blows the shit out of Heinz Field, and he comes out, and she said everybody in the crowd was laughing at Bane's voice.
And I bet Gene had some nasty swamp ass.
Hey, you know, it was probably classy swamp ass. So yeah, I mean, it happens to everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Why didn't you go, Dusty? Because you probably would have been kicked out for making.
Yeah, well, I had to work and you know, provide for the family, for the two of us at that time. So, it would have just been miserable, you know. Chad,
yeah.
I feel like you would be able to give us the best Bane impression. So, go ahead.
I don't know. Like, I'm just gonna sound like an idiot. Like, yo, you think you were born in the podcast?
Pretty good.
Podcast since you were a little boy. Yeah, I started doing a little Darth Vader.
Yeah, I was gonna say it kind of sounded like Hans Gruber. So,
oh, McLeod.
McLaren.
All right, so Dark Knight number one, I guess, since it's on all three of our lists. So I have a question for you guys about Independence Day. What are your thoughts there?
I thought that was a good pick by you. That's a sleeper right there.
Me too. I was going to give you props for that pick because it's like right dab in the middle of, you know, that summer. It's
Dick,
about
Dick
some,
4th
you know?
Of July. Just
yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Put it on there. Not I'd too.
Slap it
no,
on.
No. We not don't have too. To. I was just wondering, like, because I.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know if you guys had a, like, a major problem with it. Is why you didn't pick it?
No, not at all.
It's pretty cool. Like, that was the first movie I remember that was like aliens, and I know that like Terminator, not Terminator, but Predator and shit came out. But that was when I was younger.
That was more like a horror movie. This is more popcorn blockbuster. Yeah. Summer fun
yeah
movie.
I mean, and honestly, Will Smith would probably be on like the blockbuster actor Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, you're talking like Will Smith, Kathy Bates, Bill Pullman as the top three.
Okay, well, Will Smith's out there, so we got to represent him somewhere. But number two should be, I think, Jaws.
I'm thinking
the OG,
the Avengers, the first one. I mean,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's got to be two, guys.
Have to figure that out because I do have Jaws. I almost put Black Panther on here because I remember a lot of hype and it was good. I mean, it's a good.
To be honest, guys, I still haven't seen that movie.
Okay. So yeah, you got.
Where was your Jaws?
Jaws is, to me was number five. It was one for you, so it's gonna be probably. Two or what? So,
see, I will go with the Avengers. I'll side with Jordy on this one because, shit, I saw that with you, Dusty, too, at the Indiana Drive.
Avengers?
Yeah, in the back of your whatever the hell hatchback you had.
Oh, yeah, that shitty little green truck you had.
No, it was some. Maybe it wasn't even yours, but I hunkered down in there and watched the Avengers. And. Hell yeah. I mean, it was the event, like I said, brought them all together. So, all
right. Well,
fuck it.
Number one, Dark Knight. Number two, The Avengers. Number three, Jaws.
Jaws, the OG, no superhero bullshit. Started that whole blockbuster. Middle of summer. Thrilling. You know, started Steven Spielberg's just, you know, started his shit. Like, that was it, you know?
Hey, guys, you remember the movie, Minority Report?
Yes.
Dusty and I saw that at the Portville.
I remember driving.
Yep. We were up so late. It ran
so
long.
Is it weird that I remember Minority Report over the Avengers with Chad? That's weird.
Well, there were a bunch of people.
Put Minority Report on the list.
No!
The drive-in clause.
Yes. Slide it in there.
No, it's not the drive-in.
Minority Report. Do it.
That's no
number six.
No basis.
Number six.
No, we're not doing that, Jordy. And also, a quick fact about Jaws: that is Joey Chestnut's nickname. You know the hot dog guy.
Yeah. Also, what's that ESPN commentator Jaworski?
Jaworski. Jaws.
Jaws, former Buffalo Bills quarterback.
Hell yeah. All right. So top six blockbuster movies. So far, we got number one, Dark Knight. Number two, The Avengers. Number three, Jaws. We still have freaking Spider-Man, The Hangover, Jurassic Park hanging out there. Titanic? Come on.
No. All right. So I can't do it. It's too much of a Oscar, like.
All right. Epic. So what about, you know what about same director, Avatar? That was huge.
Yeah, I know. I thought about it. I thought about it. But all right, see, that was like a Christmas time thing.
We got to put the Hangover on here somewhere.
I agree. Hell yeah. The movie experience in the theater was so fun. I mean, it's hard not to think about how bad those sequels were, but like, they don't even take away from the original, you know. I saw that pretty sure two or three
times. I saw
it
three times at least in the theater, for sure. All right, so number one, Dark Knight. Number two, The Avengers. Number three, Jaws. Number four, The Hangover.
Yep. Wait, speaking of Jaws, I have to fact check myself. Jaworski did not play for the Bills.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I think he played for the Eagles.
He did. He was a Bills killer.
God, don't you feel like a dumb shit?
Yeah, way to go, trivia boy. Nice trivia.
Okay, so Minority Report number six.
No, I think. No. I mean, looking at this.
Quit talking about Tom Cruise for a second.
Yeah, really. So The Hangover's on there. So we got Jurassic Park. Me and Jordy have Jurassic Park on there.
Chad, no love for J Park.
I love that movie. It's great. I just went on my own personal experiences other than Jaws, I guess.
Well,
so
it came out in 1993. Jurassic Park came out in 93, the year you were born.
It was 93. You popped out my mom's B. That's right. All right.
So let's do the 43-year-old in Idaho test. If you go up to a 43-year-old in Idaho and say, "Hey, bud, which movie do you like better? Jurassic Park or Spider-Man 2? What do you think he's going to say?
They're going to say Jurassic Park.
And they say bro mostly, by the way, not bud.
Yep.
But be like, "Oh, bro, Jurassic Park, 100%.
All right. Yeah, bud's more Minnesota. Hey, bud. All right, so we got one more to fill. So we've got Spider-Man 2 or...
Listen, I remember
Star Wars, the first one,
Dr. Pepper cans. That says something. That goes beyond. That's like just.
Chad, you want to talk about merchandise? Look what started it all. Star Wars, A New Hope.
Toys.
Everything. Yeah. Every type of merch.
I thought you were going to say Jurassic Park because they were really smart in putting the way they presented the title of the movie as the logo of the park itself. So then people could buy shirts as if they went to the park, but it's actually the movie. Like, have you ever thought about that? Yeah. That's freaking crazy.
That's why it's on the list.
It's number five. So it's already on the list. And you guys just need to fight between Spider-Man 2, Star Wars, Iron Man. And I would like to see Titanic on this list or Independence Day.
I'm looking at Titanic as more of a drama, not so much a popcorn blockbuster film. I mean, I like Titanic, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's got Kathy Bates in it. She's in Misery. She's a legend.
And it has this line in it. It's very blockbuster-like. It's, "Draw me like you draw your French girls, Jack."
That is pretty epic.
Pretty blockbuster.
You're lucky you didn't get to that part with that girl next to you.
Can't remember.
I bet. Maybe the worker there did you a favor.
All right, so you guys, Spider-Man 2 then, Chad.
A New Hope.
I think Spider-Man 2, just because like
Chad, it's your birthday. It's your birthday month.
What? That's bull.
It was so big. Like Star Wars
wasn't big.
Great. You know, it's a great drama, sci-fi classic. Like Spider-Man 2, if you say the word blockbuster.
Who's got the better villain?
That is such that's a cheap shot.
A blockbuster needs a good villain.
So Doc Ock is a perfectly good blockbuster.
He ain't no Darth Vader. Nah,
I think Chad, it's Chad's birthday month, so he gets to make the number six pick.
Well, put Minority Report in then, Chad. Jesus.
No, dog, you said that like it should.
The drive-in clause.
Spider-Man 2.
All right, we are done with our top six blockbuster movies podcast ultimate list. Number one, The Dark Knight. Number two, The Avengers. Number three, Jaws. Number four, The Hangover. Number five, Jurassic Park. And number six, Spider-Man 2. I tell you what, guys, Dark Knight, I'm just realizing that. That's a freaking pun because Dark Knight, he's like got dark armor on. So he's not a white knight. He's a dark knight. And then Gotham is pretty gloomy and dark. So it's a dark knight there. Wow.
Absolutely.
Damn. That's like a title within a title.
All right. That's all I got, boys. I mean, what else do you want? I mean, we're good.
I'm going to go check on my goddamn kids and take a piss. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening at Top Six Pod.
Peace out.
See ya.